USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will resume in Europe after EU authorities said that the shot should carry a label warning the risks of rare blood clots. The EU's drug regulating body said Tuesday that the benefits from the vaccine outweighed the risks. The company says it will resume the rollout of its shot to the 27 member countries of the EU, while the use of the shot remains paused in the United States. A CDC advisory panel is scheduled to meet on Friday to discuss lifting that pause, possibly allowing millions of doses of vaccine to be administered again. And the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign with the recommendations from those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another major company suffers a security breach, putting customers' personal data at risk. Tim Berg has the story.
A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's office says the security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And rock star Ted Nugent says he's tested positive for COVID-19 and the symptoms have hit him hard. In a video on Facebook, Nugent said that he'd had flu symptoms for 10 days, suffering from fatigue and body aches, and that he felt like he was dying. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Democratic lawmakers are reintroducing the Green New Deal. Tim Berg reports.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill. Some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the president of Chad, Idris Deby, has died of wounds suffered on the front line as the country's military fights against Islamist rebel forces in the north of the African country. Deby was in power for more than 30 years, seizing control of the country in a 1990 armed coup. He had won re-election to his sixth term a day before his death. His security forces had been accused of cracking down on political opposition and protesters in the lead-up to that election. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.